Trump has yet to name his picks for his top environment and energy posts, but all signs are that he'll tap people dedicated to rolling back many of the Obama administration's initiatives, especially on the climate crisis. No surprise there, the president-elect ran as a fierce critic of environmental regulation and the new Paris Climate Agreement. All that has climate activists concerned, but determined to fight back. I spoke with one of them, Filmiza Hussein. She's from the tiny, low-lying island nation of the Maldives and part of an international activist group called Climate Wise Women. And this week she's at the UN's annual climate conference in Marrakesh. Hussein says activists there are upset, but also energized by the U.S. election.
Various civil society groups have been organizing and calling for bold action for U.S. not to pull out from the Paris Agreement. Also, quite frankly, they've told U.S. not to be a rogue state. But when you have a climate skeptic elected into office in one of the most powerful countries in the world, it does not send a very reassuring message.
So you're a grassroots activist. How much more difficult does this make your work? Like, what are you going to have to do differently?
I think what we have been seeing in the past couple of years is mobilization of the grassroots movement. Even though Paris Agreement was accomplished, people knew that this is not enough, and we know the urgency of the situation. So what we need to do more is just get out on the streets, quite frankly, face the oil companies that are running their agenda at the root. Like, we have the North Dakota Pipeline Access Movement, the tar sand movement in Canada, the rainforest marches in Amazon. And we need more people to get involved and be more aggressive about it. There's only 350 gigatons of carbon budget left for the entire planet. And if we continue business as usual, we will consume the entire budget in the next 5 years. That is with a 60% probability of staying below 1.5 degrees Celsius, which is the temperature that is required to ensure survival of the small island states. So we really need to ramp up.
So you're saying that Americans who are so resolved should fight Donald Trump if he plans to back out of the climate deal?
Absolutely. I think it's the grassroots movements that is going to make a difference. We need to make climate change an election issue. Without making climate change an election issue, we can't win this fight. But that being said, we don't have time to wait for the next election. So we need to put pressure on the new administration and talk some sense into their heads, I guess, because when somebody says, I don't believe in climate change, it feels like somebody is saying, I don't believe the earth is round, it's flat. It's just that stupid.
So, Phil, we recently heard about a big group of U.S. companies that appealed to Donald Trump to stay the course, stay with the Paris deal. Does that give you any hope?
It certainly does. But at the same time, we also need to fight the oil companies, the fossil fuel industry that is influencing the political process. A lot of our politicians are in their pockets. And that's one of the reasons why the subsidies for the fossil fuel industry continues. And governments all around the world are giving permits to open up new coal plants, like Indonesia. India and China has their romance with the fossil fuel industry that has not ended. New Zealand is giving subsidies to the fossil fuel industry. So it's really not a fight between the rich and the poor or the developed and the developing countries. This is a fight between those who are willing to act on climate and those who refuse to act.
Filmiza Hussein of the Maldives and Climate Wise Women, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.